Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý den. Srdečne vás vítaju na reláciu Holos Rusiniu Ameriky s Dinom Polokom. Našom sponsorom jest Obšestvo Karpato Rusiniu v Amerike. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu i hráme pro vás najlepšie rusinské špívanky. Tiež prezentujeme vám najnovšie správy, informácii i historii o Rusinoch v Amerike i zo svita. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinio America, Voice of American Russians, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, on WPIT AM 73 and FM 96.5, and now broadcasting on Russin FM, Sundays at 3:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central European Time. To listen, go to russin.fm/play. You can also listen to our archives any time of the day or night by visiting our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, December 13th, 2020. This Saturday, the 19th of December, those on the old calendar will celebrate the Feast of St. Nicholas. In just a couple of minutes, I will tell you about a modern-day miracle attributed to St. Nicholas. But first, we go to the St. Nicholas Orthodox Choir in Bratislava, Slovakia, singing Ok Tok To Nikolaja Ljubit.
Ok Tok To Nikolaja Ljubit, Ok Tok To Nikolaju Služi, To Svetý Nikolaj na Svetý Čas Pomahaj, Nikolaj, Nikolaj. Ok Tok To Žive v Jeho Dvori, Pomožník na Zemi i v Mori,
As mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, this Saturday, December 19th, those that follow the Julian calendar will celebrate the Feast of St. Nicholas of Myra. We also commemorate the 113th anniversary of the Darmine disaster and the miracle of St. Nicholas in Jacobs Creek, Pennsylvania. This was Pennsylvania's worst mining disaster and one of the worst in the United States. When Darmine exploded, 239 men and boys lost their lives. Only two escaped. On that day, Carpatha Rusyn miners gave up a day's wage to attend morning liturgy. During the service, they heard a terrible rumbling and the ground shook as gas and dust exploded in the mine. Recognizing disaster, everyone rushed to help rescue any survivors. However, only two men working near the mine entrance were still alive. The poisonous gas, called afterdamp, killed many who survived the explosion itself. Most of the victims were Hungarian and Italian immigrants. One Pittsburgh paper stated, "Religious fervor is due to sweep through the Youghiogheny Valley as never before as a consequence of the Dar disaster." Today was a holiday of the Greek Catholic Church, and such it was observed by many of the men who usually work in the Dar mines. Usually about 400 men toil within the mine. On account of the religious holiday, it was the feast of St. Nicholas, this number was nearly cut in half, and these almost 200 men who were saved by religious devotion will certainly be more devout than ever after the extent of the mine's horror is fully realized. The men observing the feast were spared. It is estimated that St. Nicholas prevented the loss of 200 or 300 men and boys, some as young as 10 years old. Had they been in the mine, another 1,000 women and children would have been widowed or orphaned. They would have faced financial ruin, as there was little or no assistance from the coal companies nor government agencies. Victims' families in Monaga received funeral expenses and only $150. This was the second miracle of St. Nicholas and miners in 1907. Earlier, on December 6th, Nicholas's feast day in the Gregorian calendar, the worst mining disaster in United States history took place in Monaga, West Virginia. Nearly 400 men lost their lives that day. However, 60 to 100 Italian, Roman Catholic, and Carpatho-Russian Greek Catholic miners were spared as they attended a Roman Catholic St. Nicholas feast day observance. American mines were more dangerous than European mines. Practices outlawed in Europe were still allowed in the United States, where miners were 3 to 4 times more likely to die on the job. These two disasters did bring change. For the first time, self-contained breathing apparatus was used in deep mine rescue operations in the United States. Within 6 months, the U.S. Geological Survey created the Mine Accidents Division, opening a station to research of mine rescue techniques. Mining fatalities began to drop the next year. Never again did so many mine workers lose their lives. In response to the disasters, the U.S. Bureau of Mines was established in 1910 to improve the health and safety of those working in the mines. After the Dar mine reopened in 1910, Carpatho-Russians on both sides of the Youghiogheny River built churches dedicated to St. Nicholas in gratitude for his miraculous protection. The area had previously been served by the priest from St. Stephen's in Leisenring. St. Nicholas Orthodox Church was established in Jacobs Creek, and on the other side of the river, St. Nicholas Byzantine Catholic Church in Periopolis. The Dar mine had entrances on both sides of the river.
Śmiejecia, że mnie fajna piłka, ale za to śmiejecia, że mu nie frajerka. Nie za to śmiejecia, że mnie fajna piłka, ale za to śmiejecia, że mu nie frajerka. Schoczu, nigdy nie chodziła. Ja takim durniami młodyka robiła. I jak ja nie schoczu, nigdy nie chodziła. Ja takim durniami młodyka robiła. Thank you.
The Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program will still have three special Christmas broadcasts. The first one is next Sunday, the 20th of December. That show has been sponsored by GCU Lodge 390. Also, December 27th and January 3rd, we will have special Christmas broadcasts. And even though we are moving to Russian FM, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation or sponsor one of the two special Christmas broadcasts, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. On next week's broadcast, we will tell you everything that you need for your Sviatli Vechor, your Holy Supper table. So tune in to Holosu Rusinu Amerika, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Писалася держава в меншину русинську, дала ми крихутку права, пензію слабеньку.
Ой, любові солоденький, щось такий сумненький, наша любов не пропала, ходив веселенький. Коли собі погадаю, кого я любила, кибесу до ріка текла, я б вся втопила. Ой, кобули миленькому, не ім'я Іванко, та я б його не любила, віруйте мені, мамко. Ой, співаю співаночки, аж вероти плеще, побзираю в оболочок, цей Іванко не йде ще. Іде Любко співаючи, я лігаю спати, рада буму в оболочок ротика подати, рада буму в оболочок ротика подати. Нянько кричить, мамка лає, іди, донько, спати. Не дивуйте, добрі люди, що перебираю, я такого мужа хочу, як я загадаю. О, по піпу не курив, паленьку не нюхав, за чужими не ходив, але мене слухав, обу піпу не курив, паленки не нюхав, за чужими не ходив, але мене слухав, але мене слухав.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU for life. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428, or you can send them some email at this address, info@GCUUSA.com, info@GCUUSA.com.
Того року женити, лента буду горі долов ходити. Горітема, горітема, горами, гей, за чужима женами. Чужі жени таки сру, паліночки, паліночки принесуть, паліночки, паліночки, дай вина, пійте, хлопці, до рана. А я вип'ю це до дна, прийду дому, та біда. Мусу добрі, зробити, гей, бо я хочу так і завтра випити.
Starting January 3rd, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program will only be broadcasting on Rusyn FM Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. In order to get started early, go to their webpage, rusyn.fm, that is rusyn.fm, and look around their webpage. There is a button on the right-hand side, an arrow that plays. You can also look at our broadcast, Holos Rusyniu Amerika, by clicking on Relatsii, or information about me on Ludi. So that is rusyn.fm if you have a desktop or a laptop. If you have a smartphone, you can either go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and download the Rusyn FM app. So that's rusyn.fm on your desktop or your laptop. And your smartphone, go to the Apple App Store or Google Play. the Carpatho-Russian Society's webpage, c-rs.org, has a new genealogy forum. On our webpage, c-rs.org, you will see on the title page, New Genealogy Forum. Discover your Russian roots, research your family history, share stories, photos, and more. You can visit the forum or the genealogy home by going to our webpage, c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Also, don't forget that the Carpatho-Russian Society has videos for you to watch. Go to youtube.com and search Carpatho-Russian Society. You can also check out our good friends, the John and Helen Timo Foundation, and their summer seminar series produced by the Carpatho-Russian Research Center, or all of the great videos by Lemko with History. That's youtube.com, Carpatho-Russian Society, John and Helen Timo Foundation, or Lemko with History. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinu America, Voice of American Russians, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday for our first special Christmas broadcast at 2:30 p.m. on WPIT, AM 73, and FM 96.5 in Pittsburgh, and also 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russian FM. To visit our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, or our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, jak krasny tydzień. З Богом.
На чорне циганята у цигана, чорне циганята стояла Дунава, циганочка молода, стояла Дунава, циганочка молода, циганочка молода, стояла Дунава, циганочка молода, стояла Дунава, циганочка молода. Cygan nie piene gulaje, a to cygan nie piene gulaje.
Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Cyganoczka młoda. Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Cyganoczka młoda.
Moją kochanką, ty cyganko, bój moją kochanką.
Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Cyganoczka młoda. Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Stojała Dunawa, cyganoczka młoda. Cyganoczka młoda.
Dodati z čistym sercem i z radością ludziom winszowati. Oj, koliado, koliadońko, jaka to premila, чиста діва мати, сина породила. Що пречиста діва мати, сина породила. родила його в яслях. В місті Віфлеємі розгнівався лютий Ірод у Єрусалемі.
Розгнівався лютий Ірод у Єрусалемі.
Народився не в богатстві, ні меджі царями, а в бідненькій стайні в полі мечі пастухами.
А в бідненькій стайні в полі мечі пастухами.
Ангели злетіли, і пастушкам заспівали, і побудили.
І пастушкам заспівали, і побудили.
Ой, не спали пастушка.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please call me, Dean Poloka, at 412-877-9351 or email dean.poloka@gmail.com. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. on WPIT or at 3:30 p.m. on Rusyn FM for another broadcast of the Voice of American Rusyns, Holos Rusyniu Amerika, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Dorohe rusynske brata i sestre, bar serdechko vam dyakujeme, že ste sluchali našu relaciju. Dufame, že sya vam lubil naš nesnoj program. Pozivame vas sluchati sledujushu nedilyu na stanici WPIT або онлайн на Rusyn FM. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!